Well, I very much welcome this verdict by the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia against Radovan Karadzic, who, as you may know, was president of the self-styled Bosnian Serb Republic from 1992 to 1996. And I think it is important, and I do agree, that this verdict is hugely significant and that it constitutes a powerful manifestation of the international community's implacable commitment to accountability.
He's also been found guilty of genocide in Srebrenica, where more than 8,000 Muslim men and boys were massacred. What does this mean for reconciliation and healing the divisions in Bosnia and the region?
Last year, we commemorated the anniversary of the genocide in Srebrenica. I should say that year I was really sad when the Security Council failed to adopt a resolution, because to me the genocide in Srebrenica is a clear reminder of the failure of the international community, including our own institution, the United Nations, to prevent genocide, the failure of the clarion call of never again happening over and over. And that is why I think today having the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia founding Radovan Karadzic guilty of the crime of genocide committed against the Muslim in Srebrenica is a clear sign that nowhere around the world impunity would prevail. Whoever you are, you can be a head of state, you can be a political leader, you can be a military commander, no one is above the law. And I think that lessons we have been served today again by the ICTY should serve as a signal to all the leaders around the world, whoever they are, to really think twice before committing atrocity crimes, before inciting people to commit such crimes. And that is why today I think the decision which has been rendered is important. At a time when the world is facing so many challenges, at a time when hate speech is growing, we are facing today anti-Semitism, we are facing Islamophobia. It is important, therefore, that we show that accountability is key to make our world a better place. And regarding the issue of reconciliation, I think it is extremely important to realize that the verdict which has been pronounced today will definitely assist the people of Srebrenica, the people of the entire region, I would say, to really think about what happened. Because to my view, this verdict also will help to work further towards a peaceful world in which crimes such as the one that were committed in Srebrenica 21 years ago no longer happen. A world that has learned the lessons of the past and where all population can live in peace and dignity. And I say this with my deepest respect for all the victims, the survivors, and their families. And I can say that today is a great day once again, and I seize this opportunity to pay again my respect to the victims and the survivors of the Srebrenica massacres.
At a time when some people are calling for the closure of international courts like the ICC, what will this ruling mean for international justice?
Well, I think those who are making that call should really reconsider their position. The International Criminal Court was established at a time when the world is really being troubled, dismayed by the impunity which was spreading. And that is why, gathering in Rome, Italy, they decided to adopt the statute establishing the ICC. And we have seen it just about 2 days ago. Bemba, who was one of the leaders in the DRC, but whose soldiers committed serious crimes in Central African Republic. They committed rape as a tool for the war. And I think this is important. Although this is the first instance decision, it can be appealed, but it was also a very strong message which is being sent. When we see what is happening today in the eastern part of DRC, where unfortunately we are still witnessing sexual crimes being committed, but also in other parts of the world, we have to make every effort to strengthen the International Criminal Court. The International Criminal Court is a young institution, but I think we should not abandon this fight for accountability, because to me, accountability is part of prevention. Without accountability, we will not be able to strengthen the prevention. And that is why I even consider that there is a complementarity between accountability, the role of the ICC, and the responsibility to protect.